Ladies and gentlemen, what I have to say to you today is rather difficult, because these are icons that you have held on to very carefully in your heart, very carefully in your soul, your mind, and you don't want anyone to monkey with them, but I'm going to monkey with them. Our topic today is admit your mistakes and get it over with. So many times we try to hide our mistakes. We try to hide them by quickly doing it over again. And don't worry about it. If you made a mistake, learn by it, and then don't do it again. There's no sin in making a mistake. The sin is in trying to cover it up and trying to pretend that you didn't make a mistake. Now, when you get to the point where you don't make mistakes, then you won't have any problem. You won't have anything to cover up or anything to hide. But never hide your mistakes, because they have a way of jumping out from under the carpet. And people just find out about them and they think to themselves, my goodness sakes, that was terrible. But if you admit it right away in the daily conversation, it's just sort of blah, blah, you know. There's no power given to it. There's no emphasis given to it. Oh, by the way, I broke a pencil today. Oh, you did? Okay, you need a new one? Yes, thank you. Here, you know. By the way, I broke a dish. Oh, you did? You're out of the kitchen. Pardon me. I've been so careful not to break them, but I knew that there was a time, and so then you did. But no, if we just admit everything that we do as we go along, it just makes it so much easier for us. But people don't do that, and the reason that they don't admit it is that they feel so guilty. They feel they shouldn't have done it, that they shouldn't make mistakes. Now, we have a mistake around here, which I would like to correct right away. And it's a mistake that is concerning many of you. Oh, dear, how do I tell you about it? Well, tell you straight out. You are God. You are perfect. You are fantastic. You are whole and perfect. You are everything good and beautiful. But occasionally, you have heartburn. Heartburn comes from eating too spicy foods. Occasionally, you'll have burp, you know, you'll have farts and you'll have burps. You know what those are? Okay, thank you. And occasionally, you'll have a sore foot or a sore hand or a headache. And occasionally, you'll fly off the handle and lose your temper. And as soon as you lose it, you think, stupid, stop it, you know. But let it go. Let it go. Let it play its course for a second and be done with it. And then let it go. Don't do it again, because that's not beneficial to you. But it's not beneficial to you. It's wrapping up your nerves and your juices and your enzymes and all that good stuff in a very negative way. And that's not beneficial. But that's the same thing about not telling your mistakes. I'm not saying you should go around announcing your mistakes if you are very mistaken. If you're making a lot of mistakes, it might be better that you come talk to me personally and we put a new cause in motion for you. Maybe give you a different job or whatever. But just casually announce your mistakes as you go through the day, and they don't mean a thing. But it's when they come out later, when you have hidden it, that it makes a big difference. Now, some of you have a tendency to mark your books, and you mark any book that you read, forgetting that books in our library are for everyone to read, and it's for them to mentally mark them, not physically mark them. And if you mark them, then it messes up other people's reading. Now, that's a mistake, and that's an inconsiderate mistake, and it should be remedied if you do it. Another thing, many of you feel that you can complain about things. Now, that's a mistake. You can't complain about, you can talk about things, but don't complain. You can say, my, that soup was very hot. It had a lot of spice in it. It had a lot of heat from the stove in it, too. Very, very hot soup. Like, I'm just sweating completely here. What do you think we can do about that, that the soup could be more balanced and more enjoyable? We don't need to burn our you know, what do you call it, the top, the roof of your mouth. You don't need to burn the roof of your mouth just to have hot soup, because the soup should be warm, you know, and too hot, but not super hot. And so if someone says, okay, cook, that soup was hot, I just got blown backward by 100 feet. And you say, oh, come on now. Don't say, oh, come on now. Say, oh, what would you like? Well, I'd like it a little less hot. And so you say, I don't know how to make it a little less hot. I always do everything right. I turn on the stove and let it boil, and when it starts boiling, then I take it off and let it set for a few minutes and then serve it. And then you say, well, if little Junior were here, or little Mary were here, and you were going to feed them with the bottle, what would you do? If you were going to feed them porridge, hot porridge, what would you do? Would you heat it up and just slam it on the table in front of them and say, go for it, babies? Or would you take your elbow and stick it in the porridge? And if your elbow is comfortable, the porridge is comfortable. Would you take some of the milk and put it on your fingertip? And if it wasn't hot, you'd know it was close. How do you check a baby's bottle? Anybody?
Yeah, you
just, on the very sensitive part of your body, maybe on your wrist.
Ah!
You know, it's a good thing you did it there before Junior got it. He would be eyeing for a long time. So, why do we make sure that the baby's bottles and the baby's food is not too hot? Because we don't want to destroy them. Do the babies need hot food? No. Do they need food that's delicious and satisfying to them? Yes. So if we care so much about a baby, why don't we care enough about ourselves and take care of our food that we make it light, that we make it not so hot? But it's cold then. Well, perhaps you think it is. Perhaps you think it is. Every morning when I heat the wieners for the dogs, I put them in the microwave, and I really like to get back over there in 15 seconds to shut it off, but I'm doing several things at once, and I don't. And so I take the weenies out of the microwave, and I go under the cold water in the sink, and I back and forth and roll it for a minute or two, cooling off the outside, and then I break up each hot dog into 6 or 8 pieces into the bowl for several reasons. And then also, it is not too hot. If I leave it in one piece, little love will go, and then he'll go, you know. And I want him to keep it and enjoy it. Button has a sense to chew, but little love thinks he's got to get it as quick as he can, as though somebody is going to come along and take it like he does to others. See, doing to others as you'd have them doing to you. And there it shows very, very, very wonderfully. But always admit, whatever you do, always stand behind whatever you do, because if you do, and you do it quickly, it's no big deal. So many times we wait, and we say it later, or we say it at a quiet moment when everybody's listening, and it really doesn't do us any good. But just in the general conversation of things, say these things, and don't hide it, just let it flow out. And if you have done something you shouldn't have, then you say, oh, yeah, I was thinking bad thoughts today, but I've got them all under line now. You know. Oh, what sort of bad thoughts were you thinking? Well, I was thinking thoughts that maybe this wouldn't work or that wouldn't work, or maybe this person is going to get a good swift kick in the butt because they need it or something like that. You know. Yeah, those are thoughts that are not too good. They have a tendency to do what?
Backfire.
Exactly. Thoughts of unhappiness about other people backfire on us. And why is it? Because they're in us. Because we have never let them go. We feel we have to shed them out. So make it a habit of saying nice things about people. Who was it? Somebody wrote to me or said something. If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. That is... Whose mother was it? Bambi's mother.
Bambi.
No, not Bambi, but the rabbit.
The rabbit,
yeah. Thumper's. Thumper's mother.
Thumper.
And Thumper said that. And if you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all, because Thumper was going to say, look at Bambi, he can't stand up yet, you know. Look at him, he's so weak. Well, give him a minute or two and he'll be strong. It just takes that. But Thumper's mother said, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. Well, I got that on a letter the other day, that if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. And I thought, gee, that's interesting. That's very true. That's very true. If I can't say something nice, I shouldn't say something at all. But that really wasn't referring to what I was saying. So when we are dealing with people, when we're dealing with relationships and so forth, we have to be very careful that we say everything beautiful, everything good, everything loving, everything caring. And when we say everything like that, then what happens to us? We're loving, beautiful, and caring. Because we have to let that be a reflection of our inner self. And our outer self is always a reflection of our inner self. Is your outer self a reflection of your inner self? Is it the kind of reflection you want right now? Now, we talked very strongly this morning and at breakfast and before breakfast and last night and yesterday and whatever talks we had about being in charge of yourself and not letting yourself be whisked away by the visions and dreams of something that you are not developing for yourself. Because so often we think that we're going to develop something for ourselves. We're going to build a castle. And that's an idiom, of course. We're going to have this wonderful castle, this wonderful house, this wonderful place to live. We're going to be surrounded by beautiful people. And we're not going to need any money because we're independently wealthy. And we're not going to need this and that and the other thing. We won't need doctors because we're healthy. We won't need any lawyers or judges or policemen because we're all honest and so forth. Now, that's good. But my suggestion to all of us is, let us demonstrate that where we are and then go out and do it elsewhere should we choose to do that. First, demonstrate where you are, that you're a loving person, that you're a fulfilled person, that you're a joyous person, that you're independently wealthy. You know, anybody can live off of money that they have saved from their jobs and then, of course, when it comes to an end, it comes to an end. Anyone can live off of somebody else's money, and when that comes to an end, that comes to an end. Anyone can live off their mommy and daddy, and that happens all so often. Children just go back home, "Mommy, I couldn't make it." Oh, God, you know, another mouth to feed, another. But she doesn't say that. She says, come on, daughter. It's just the girls, of course. Come on, daughter. Never son. The father says to the son, come on, son. Come on, daughter. Let's see if we can make it all better now. There, there. Let's dry those tears and make it all better now. And so they come in and they say, thank you, Mommy, I needed that hug, you know. And what happens next? Mommy says, okay, you're in the house. You follow my rules. No boys in your bed at night or during the day. No this, no that, no the other thing. If you want to do whatever you want to do, that's okay, but not here. This is my home. I set the rules in my home. You ever heard that? Anybody else ever hear that about their home? That mama sets the rules in the house and you have to do what mama says? And maybe it involves boyfriends and girlfriends. Maybe it involves nothing. But I know at our house, my father always had the statement, he didn't care if the rest of the kids were going to go to hell. We weren't. He was going to make sure that we were trained right so we would never have that problem. Well, always admit your mistakes. Always admit these things. Not a matter of saying, I did this, I did that, I did this. Confession. It shouldn't be a confession. It should be just sort of a iteration of it in a simple, loving way without putting any importance on it. But you see, the thing is, if you make mistakes, they are found out. And then people think to themselves, boy, they're terrible. They're terrible. If they make those mistakes, they surely must make more mistakes. But if you let the cat out of the bag, no one can get after you. My life is an open book. Everything about me is an open book. Every experience I've ever had is an open book. Everything that I've ever done is an open book. And nobody can come up to me and say, you were in prison, you were this, you were that. I say, yeah, I know. What else is new? What else is new? So, if nobody can hold anything against you, leastwise you, then you just go forth. You live on a positive, wonderful vein. Life's not always going to have miracles in it for you, but it's going to have joy in it for you because you're its master. always admit your mistakes. They're not worth holding on to. I love you.